The rock band called Rudely Interrupted comes from Melbourne, Australia. In December 2008, the band kicked off its first international tour, and it played an unusual gig at the United Nations. That's not because Rudely Interrupted is the next international rock phenomenon. All but one of the six band members have serious disabilities, ranging from Down syndrome to autism, blindness, and hearing problems. NPR's Margot Adler reports.
As one person put it, if there was ever a building that needed to be rocked, it's the United Nations. The band Rudely Interrupted was introduced by 62-year-old Robert Hill, Australia's UN ambassador.
We have Josh on drums, 21 years of age. Rory on vocals and guitar, 21 years.
The band was at the UN for the International Day of Persons with Disabilities, but it was also the beginning of Rudely Interrupted's international tour. The band's signature song is called Don't Break My Heart.
Don't break my heart, don't break my heart, don't break my heart, don't break my heart. Break my heart.
Don't Break My Heart was our first song that came from a conversation that me and Rory had. Well, it was a question Rory had, really. He said to me, do you think you can die from a broken heart?
That's Rowan Brooks, the band's manager. Rory is lead guitarist Rory Burnside.
I lost my favourite teacher at school after she'd had a 20-year battle with cancer.
And so it was your heart that was being broken in a way.
It was.
Rory asked that question. I turned into a bit of a melody, then I played this discordant thing, and then Rory goes, that's a malfunction, that's a malfunction.
Malfunction.
Guitarist Rory Burnside is blind. He has had many facial operations and has Asperger's syndrome. Burnside says the name Rudely Interrupted has to do with the way Asperger's affects him.
My behaviour can be a bit disruptive, but because of all the challenges in my life, I've also had a number of interruptions to my life. That's why I say I'm the interrupter or the interrupted. And also I misinterpret situations. For example, if in a rehearsal or a sound check we have to keep repeating, I misinterpret the repetition as a delay or a waste of time. I want people to be aware that the Asperger's can lead to misinterpretation of situations rather than, oh, he's just impatient, he's obnoxious.
Rudely Interrupted started as part of a musical therapy program led by Rowan Brooks, who in addition to managing the band does backup vocals. He's the only non-disabled member of the group. The other members include Josh Hogan, the drummer, who has autism, Constance Fitzpatrick, who plays tambourine, has Down syndrome, as does Sam Bike.
I am the best player.
Now, you're Marcus over there?
That's me. I'm the keyboard player. I first started learning piano when I was 14 at Loyola College.
The members of Rudely Interrupted see themselves as musicians first and foremost, and they want to be taken seriously. But they still seem to have a lot of fun, and they don't take themselves too seriously, as in this moment when they're playing with a song they've been working on called Pimple, clearly not something they would have done at the UN.
Got a pimple, got a pimple, got a pimple on my neck.
And if you squeeze it, I will bleed.
If you squeeze it, I will bleed.
The band members say their disadvantages did help to propel them into the spotlight, and they used those disadvantages to their advantage. But now they get reviewed pretty much like any other Australian indie band. Burnside and Brooks say they got treated much the same way when they played in New York City.
Double header yesterday.
Amazing. Really good. We had an absolute ball. It was just really good to go and play, you know, a local venue with some other great bands. So, and we're accepted. I feel we've been accepted by the New York music community.
Scene. That's great. Rudely Interrupted has performed in Australia, but this is their first international tour. Rowan Brooks, the manager, says that traveling with a group can be challenging.
It can be mayhem when we're not playing our songs and we're traveling from here to there and trying to find this park with that car and picking up this car and going to that hotel. But for that 3 minutes when we start the song to the end of the song, the world makes complete sense to all of us.
For that, say, 20 minutes, half an hour that we're on stage playing, that's got to be the best half hour of our lives.
We don't know why, we only fly, steady mind just floats by.
We don't know
where heroes grow from TV shows, so hard.
reviews have been good. Time Out New York called the song genuinely catchy, not to mention affecting. And after the band played in Toronto, one review said, extremely well-crafted music by a bunch of guys who happened to be saddled with slightly wonky sets of jeans. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.